This is Akashvani, the news read by Meenakshi Sant. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has left on a three-nation visit to Cyprus, Canada and Croatia. Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit has filed this report.
The Prime Minister's three-nation visit will begin with Cyprus, marking the first visit by an Indian Prime Minister to the island nation in over two decades. The visit holds significance as Cyprus has been a consistent supporter of India's positions on Kashmir, cross-border terrorism and reforms in the United Nations Security Council. From Cyprus, the Prime Minister will travel to Canada to attend the G7 summit. At the summit, Prime Minister Modi will exchange views on key global issues and hold several bilateral meetings on the sidelines. The final leg of the Prime Minister's visit will be to Croatia, marking the first high-level visit by an Indian Prime Minister to the country. Rajadurai for Akashvani News from Cyprus.
In a statement issued before his departure, the Prime Minister stated that he will begin the tour with a two-day visit to the Republic of Cyprus on June 15th and 16th at the invitation of President Nikos Christodoulopoulos. Calling Cyprus a close friend and a key partner in the Mediterranean region and the EU, he said the visit is an opportunity to deepen cooperation in trade, investment, security and technology, and to promote people-to-people exchanges. The Prime Minister said he will then travel to Kananaskis, Canada, to attend the G7 summit at the invitation of the Canadian Prime Minister, Mark Carney. He noted that the summit will allow for meaningful discussions on global challenges and the concerns of the Global South. The much-awaited Axiom 4 mission carrying Indian astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla to the International Space Station, ISS, has been rescheduled for June 19, 2025. The announcement came after the successful resolution of technical issues that had delayed the mission. The mission faced two main technical problems that required careful attention. During a follow-up on coordination meeting between ISRO, Axiom Space and SpaceX, it was confirmed that the liquid oxygen leak observed in the Falcon 9 launch vehicle has been successfully resolved. In Uttarakhand, a helicopter crashed this morning in the hilly region of Gaurikund Khark in the Kedarnath area, resulting in the death of all seven people on board, including six pilgrims and the pilot. The helicopter was en route from Kedarnath to Guptkashi. As soon as the incident was reported, rescue teams were dispatched to the site and relief and rescue operations were launched. The SDRF stated that the crashed helicopter was completely burnt and all bodies have been recovered. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami has expressed deep sorrow over this tragic incident. Israel and Iran have escalated their deadly exchange of missile strikes as Iranian projectiles targeted major Israeli cities, while Israeli forces simultaneously conducted new attacks on military installations in Tehran yesterday. The dramatic confrontation has plunged the Middle East into what officials describe as dangerous new territory. Israeli military officials stated that they are operating under the assumption that Iranian attacks are far from over. United States has firmly denied reports claiming Pakistan Army's chief, General Asim Munir, was invited to a military parade in Washington, calling the claims false. A White House official clarified in the statement that no foreign military leaders were inviting, dismissing the misinformation and straining U.S.-India relations. Heavy rains accompanied by strong winds lashed the national capital early this morning. The rains have significantly lowered the temperature in Delhi, offering relief from the intense heat wave and improving air quality. The IMD has issued a red alert over Tamil Nadu, coastal Karnataka, South Interior Karnataka, Kerala, Konkan and Goa today due to extremely heavy rainfall. According to the IMD, heavy rainfall is expected over Lakshadweep, coastal Andhra Pradesh and Telangana today. India's Yajik Helang won gold medal at the 15th South Asian Bodybuilding and Physique Sports Championship 2025 at Thimphu in Bhutan yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.